just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. We've been handling some subjects that I don't really know too much about, and you may know. We've been talking about definitions that we hear all the time, like Iman and Caliph and Shunai and Shiites and different terms that we hear in relationship to Islam and Muslim religion. I think two reasons I wanted to talk about this is because I wanted to review these terms myself, the differences. In fact, I think we should review them again during this series of programs. Maybe we will if there's time. But my husband was given a copy of a letter from a man by the name of Darrell Sutton to another man by the name of H.D. Williams. And I didn't ask their permission if I could use this, but I think I can. I'm using it anyhow because it's so informative. It was written during the time when all those demonstrations were going on in Egypt, and they were trying to get the president out, which they eventually did. But with fear and trembling, I wonder what is going to happen to Egypt now. And we're interested in Egypt for many reasons, because it affects our world. And they were an ally to our country, and they were an ally to Israel. And also because of prophecy. And we don't know how it's going to affect my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I'm going to start right away. This was written on February 5th, 2011. Yes, there is cause for alarm, but the real reasons lay far below the surface. The alarm because of what's happening there in Egypt and what's still happening. The Islamic Brotherhood is dedicated to reinstating the office of the Caliphate, which was abolished upon the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Now, that's why I wanted us to get to know the definitions. So you should get this CD or ask for a tape, whichever, CD or tape, and call us 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for the programs and the definitions, the Muslim definitions or Islam definitions, so that you can understand better. And I'll send this to you free. Yes, there is cause for alarm, but the real reasons lay far below the surface. The Islamic Brotherhood is dedicated to reinstating the office of the Caliphate, which was abolished under the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. The abolishment was believed at that time to be a blasphemous act as performed by the secular leader Atatürk. I don't really know how to pronounce it. A-T-A-T-U-R-K. The last caliph, Abdul, Mejed II, was strongly supported by the Young Turk movement, which indirectly inspired the Muslim Brotherhood across the seas in Egypt. For 15 months, and this was in 1992 to 93, I worked, this man, Mr. Sutton, at the American Consulate of Istanbul, Turkey, and I was quite surprised to meet so many elderly persons who had been trained under the old Ottoman system. With the old Arabic script, the education reforms did not take place until the late 30s and 40s. Thus, the Ottoman culture continued in Turkey as it does now in Egypt. Egypt still retains its Sharia law-based system, which was formulated along Ottoman lines. Amazingly, as I traveled, we hear about Sharia law all the time, and some people that are in this country who are Muslims, they try to obey Sharia law, and if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in England they do, but I may have that wrong. I forgot to look that up. And that's one thing we should fear in this country, that the majority of the country become Islamic, and then Sharia law will come into the United States of America, and we will no longer have the United States of America. I don't know if you realize, but bad things are happening in our country politically, bad things. Amazingly, as I traveled across the country, this man said, the country of Turkey, I noticed that most of those who lived in the rural areas wanted to see a return to the old Islamic way, believing the secular characterization of their nation to have led their backwards toward the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. And there's a word that I can't pronounce, J-A-H-A-L-I-Y-Y-A, Jahalariya, or something like that. It means the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. The rural persons represented most of the citizens then. It is for this reason that every Islamic nation searches their generation for the next Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab, who will revive the old standards of Islam. He co-founded the religion of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, is poised to duplicate. That's what Saudi Arabia and Egypt, they want it to be like this old Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab or something. The significance of the uprising in Cairo are really a mixed bag. One, unlike the Iranian Revolution, where people protested all over the country, this has primarily been in Cairo a Cairo issue. Now, this was written at the time these rebellions were going on, but it's still a big mess over there. Two, the clerics promoted the revolt in Iran, and it's hard to believe that this many people began to amass apart from the immediate involvement of the clerics of Al-Azhar, which incidentally is an Islamic mosque university dominated by Saudi Wahhabi ideology. Now, I don't have time to tell you what that's about. I remember trying to teach that another time to you people. Three, we have seen fairly little of Mubarak's supporters, that's the former president they kicked out, in the streets, and believe me, he has some too. As I have told some as recently as yesterday, so that would have been February 4th, 2011, our main concern from a political perspective ought to be the Islamic Gamma group. That's G-A-M-A-A. Presently in Egypt, their number in the thousands were behind Sadat's assassination. And remember I told you when we were in Egypt, we stood right there where Sadat was assassinated. And when this all came up recently in Egypt, I realized, the power, what all this was sort of about. And we were right there, really, in historic times. Every day is a historic time, though. I'll read that again. As I have told some as recently as yesterday, our main concern from a political perspective ought to be the Islamic group, or Gamma, presently in Egypt. Their number, in the thousands, were behind Sadat's assassination and have murdered more than 700 tourists around Egypt since the 90s. Wow, I'm glad we went there in 82. My sister-in-law and her husband were there, I think, in the 90s. Their leader is Abdul Rahman, who we have in jail in North Carolina because he was behind the 1993 World Trade Center bombings. The allegiance between the Brotherhood and the Gamma, or that Islamic group, movement is real. Bin Laden's number two, Zawahiri, that's his name, heads them up now, and I am sure he is controlling a few people now through the internet. Our journalists in America are liberal, deceived, and most of the time spokespersons for stupidity. They have no historical sense at all. I wish I could read these over and over to you so this could get into our heads. Please ask for this CD. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Since there is no longer a real conception of Holy Scriptures as the undergirding factor of our American heritage and assignment in God's plan for the ages, says Mr. Sutton, we are forced in the direction of politicians like President Obama and others whose main interest is attached to promoting pluralism, relativism, and multicultural perspectives that obscure the uniqueness of Christianity. By surrounding Israel with Antichrist and anti-Christian nations, our politics make it all but certain that should the Antichrist take to the world stage, promising a modicum of peace and liberty, the Western world will swallow the bait whole and follow headlong over the cliff to their destruction. You know, some people get very upset with us, especially our African friends, our Liberian friends, who are probably very happy that we have a black president. And I'm not against having a black president. But what bothers me about President Obama is his political undergirding, his basic core beliefs, and what he's doing to our country. And you know, these our Liberian friends say just pray and be glad. But yet when they were in Liberia and their president came after them and would kill even people, their friends, those people that object to us pointing out the truth about President Obama and his some of his core beliefs, they didn't just pray, they escaped. They'd say we should pray, but they escaped. They went to, they became refugees this way. So some people are blinded by other reasons why they support President Obama. And when you say something against President Obama, people say, oh, you're racist. And that isn't true at all. It isn't true at all. Now I'll go on with this letter from Mr. Sutton to Dr. Williams. In the Quran, chapter 9, 122, it states that out, quote, from among the people, there must be those who are trained in the precepts of Islam, end quote, in order to govern the masses who are too unlearned to know how to walk the pathway of submission. When Mubarak goes, Islamic radicals will be elevated, and that's what's going to happen. To our deterrent, Muslims in the Middle East have no concept of what we call democracy in America. Because of the historical underpinnings of the Islamic Constitution of Medina, ratified by Muhammad when he conquered it in 622. There is no place for people to create laws which stand in contrast to Muhammadan's legal theories. Thus, the clergy will and must run the country for the Sunni as it is done among the Shiites. Most have no idea that the clerics have run Egypt up to now. Mubarak's deal when he came to power was that he would run the government but would allow the Grand Mufti of Al-Azhar to make the criminal and civil statutes, which he did and does. This is why little girls in Egypt are now being circumcised again. And it's terrible. It's a terrible thing. I don't have time to talk about it. It's terrible. They mutilate them, circumcising them, much to Mubarak's chagrin, and no one can change it. Mubarak's trade peace with Israel for an authoritative clerical establishment. The press never mentions it because so few of them can read Arabic. So he has held power by appeasing the leaders of Al-Azhar. That's that religious man that runs religion part, not because he controls the military. The majority of them are Muslims, too, and will follow whatever fatwa is issued by the Grand Mufti, and all theories of the contrary are misleading. Now, please, please don't fault me for my mispronunciation. I mispronounce words even when I know what they are. But I'm trying to teach us something. I think we women, this is a program just for women. This is a program that I think you women should know about these things. And don't put your head in the sand. I talked to the lady that did my nails, and she could care less what was happening. I hope you're not that way.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you? And remember, our tomorrows are not unknown to God.